All right, so I'm going to do, I'm going to start the meeting here. And first thing on the agenda is roll call. Laura Andrews. Denise Joyce.
Here.
Tom Armada.
Here. I'm here.
Daryl McPherson. Bruce Greif. Neil Voss, I'm here. Mayat.
Here.
Bezerine?
I'm here.
And Jack DePalma. All right, like I said before, we've made quorum, so we're going to continue with the meeting here. Next thing up on the agenda is B, timekeeper. Who would like to do that today?
I'll do it.
All right, Denise. So looks like you got it. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. C on the agenda is read the agenda. So I'll read it right now. This is for the WBAI CAB meeting of July 20th, 2025, and the agenda is A, roll call, B, timekeeper. C, read the agenda, which I'm doing now. D, guest speaker, which Sally Geller is supposed to be showing up at about 1:30. So whatever we're doing, when she shows up, we'll give the mic to her. E is CAB announcements. F is read the June minutes. G is tabled issues. H is programming and significant station policy. I is other issues. J is repeat announcements. K is the next meeting date. And L is adjourn the meeting no later than 3:30 this afternoon. And that concludes the agenda. Next on the agenda is D, guest speaker. Sally Geller, are you here at the meeting yet? No, she's not due until around.
Aren't you supposed to do the meeting regulations or bylaws for the CAB?
Well, that's coming up. That's coming up next. Mm-hmm. So we're still going to wait for Sally Geller to show up, and we'll continue with the agenda.
She called in at 1:30.
Yeah. I know. I was just saying if she calls in early. That's all. So E is CAB announcements, which I'll read right now. A code of conduct. We ask that everyone abide by the stack order assigned and that we maintain and observe our 3-minute comment period. We must maintain the agenda order and conversation must stay on the agenda topic. Everyone is welcome to attend the meeting and you are not required to identify yourself. However, if you wish to become a CAB member, then we need to know your name because you must be a member of WBAI and attend 3 out of 4 consecutive CAB meetings to be a CAB member. And so the only other thing I want to mention to everyone is that at the last LSB meeting, the program director is trying to get a metaphysical show on WBAI. And having a metaphysical show has been one of the CAB's requests for going back over a year. And so it looks like it's finally in the works. And so persistence, it seems, it does pay off. The other thing that was mentioned at the last LSB meeting was that the LSB brought up the problem with WBAI phones, and they are insisting that the station fix their phones. And so hopefully in a short period of time that will happen. And so that concludes my CAB announcements. And so let me just ask again, is there anyone here at the meeting who has not identified themselves yet and they want to identify themselves? Anyone else at the meeting?
Carolyn Burden, I just signed in. Sorry to be late, but I'm here.
Oh, that's okay, Carolyn. Thanks for coming. Let me just get your name down.
Thank you.
And Neil, if I may add something pertaining to the metaphysical show, we have people in the cab like Mayad, who is very knowledgeable about that area and may know a producer who might be willing to commit to a weekly show. From what I understand, Kasaya said while they are working on having the show, they're also trying to find a producer host that will commit to a weekly slot on our schedule. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Denise. So I guess that's for anybody. If anybody knows a person in the field, have them contact the program director and see if they can get a show going. All right, so... The next thing on the agenda is to read the June minutes. Tom, are you ready for that?
Yes.
No, go ahead.
Okay, there was a meeting of the WBAI CAB on June 15th, 2025 at 1 p.m., and it was held by Maestro conference calls. Those attending were Neil Voss, Denise Joyce, Bruce Greif, Laura Andrews, Mayette, Ben Serene, Jack DePalma, Carolyn Burden, and a new attendee, Mohammed and Tom Murata. Voting members present were Neil Voss, Denise Joyce, Bruce Greif, Laura Andrews, Mayette, Jack DePalma, and Tom Murata. The agenda was A, roll call, B, excuse me, B, timekeeper, C, read and accept the agenda, D, guest speakers, E, cab announcements, F, read and accept the May 18, 2025 minutes, G, tabled issues, H, programming and significant station policy, I, other issues, J, repeat announcements. K, next meeting date. L, adjourned meeting. The meeting started at 1:13. Attendance was taken. Quorum was reached. Under B, the timekeeper for the meeting was Denise Joyce. Under C, the agenda was read and accepted. D, guest speakers. The guest speaker for the meeting was Carolyn Burden. She was invited to the meeting to give us an update on some of the LSB activities. She gave us a background on the Committee of Inclusion on the LSB. She stressed that this was an important part of the LSB's mission. It is in the Pacific bylaws. It is meant to attempt to include many of the marginalized communities within the larger communities in our radio listening area. The cities in which the Pacifica network is located have very diverse communities within them, especially New York. To help meet Pacifica's mission, is to attempt to reach and include these diverse communities. The goal is large. The work would be huge to reach many of these communities. She explained the mechanics of how the committee is put together. The goals are good, but the lack of enough people to be on the committee to get some things done hurts this effort. She made her presentation and took any and all questions from those present. Neil thanked her for letting the CAB know how this effort is going. On the E-CAB announcements, Neil read the CAB announcements. On the F, read the minutes. The minutes for May 18th, 2025 were read and accepted. On the G, tabled issues, Neil gave us an update on his effort to get the compliance training the producers have to have to be in compliance with the FCC agreement. This would help the CAB understand what this station could do and cannot do to seek support for the station. After a number of efforts, he has not gotten a reply from the FCC. One attendee suggested that we attempt to contact John Amello and seek to get some helpful info from him. Neil is considering how to pursue this. Under H, programming and significant station policy, many suggestions were made to increase the listenership. Bruce suggested to get people that have influence in the media world to get a little time on WBAI radio waves, such as Substack contributor Katie Fong. Substack contributor, the Midas Touch with Ben Mizell, Substack contributor Brian Taylor Cohen, Substack contributor The Bulwark with Mike Lee, not just to get their good content, but to get the word out in the way media exists in 2025 that WBAI and Pacifica exist. When people that have a wide audience and influence let people know that BAI and Pacifica exist, it potentially opens doors to reach a much larger audience over the air and on the internet. Everywhere and on a smartphone by hitting WBAI.org. Let me restate that. It potentially opens doors to reach a much larger audience over the air and on the internet at WBAI.org everywhere and on the smartphone by hitting WBAI.org, and you can reach that from everywhere. It is sometimes like cross-advertising. It was suggested to contact management to implore them to emphasize on the various public affairs shows the importance of fighting back against the large budget bill that has already passed the House and is now awaiting passage in the Senate. It is the most retrograde bill to come up in the last six decades. It wants to cut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, American worker union rights, cutting Veterans Administration, breaking the promise to take care of those who served, who without them we would not have a country to live in. It is just that simple. Firing veterans firing veterans working for the federal government, carte blanche, cutting the amount of air traffic controllers the National Weather Service needed to prepare the American public for an increasing amount of extreme weather events, the National Health Institute that helps develop many medical advances that all of our citizens benefit from, the IRS. The less IRS personnel you have will tempt more of the large corporations and wealthy billionaires to cheat, knowing that there is a much lesser chance they are going to be audited. You will lose tens of billions of dollars by doing this, cutting the essential services, carte blanche, making them less efficient. The Dodge the Department of Government Efficiency is doing the opposite of what it's attempting to do. You just have to follow the money. The money will not go to reduce the deficit or pay off some of the national debt. It will go to give the latest number out there was $4.5 trillion tax cut to the wealthiest corporations and billionaires over the next 10 years without having them to promise to create one American job. The bill is Robin Hood in reverse on steroids. It was suggested for people to contact management and individuals to ask for them to emphasize on the public affairs programs and elsewhere the importance of fighting back against this bill. The administration also wants to cut the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, not in this bill, but separately introduced in the House. However, with last-minute maneuvering, this could be squished into the bill in the last-minute negotiating with the House. That would be bad for BAI Pacifica. It was also suggested to get the vote out in the New York primary. Although it is too late to register to vote for this primary or have the public service announcements on the air that we have been able to get, although it is too late to register to vote for this primary or to have public service announcements on the air, we might have been able to get money for, we need to promise voting in this important primary. Whenever Democrats get elected, have the great chance of being winners in November. We're going to have to live with the results of 4 years. It was also suggested that we contact management as individuals to advocate pushing for people to get out and vote in this important primary. Another suggestion would be to update the WBAI website. There was a way explained an attendee that a website could be set up that would be much more user-friendly, that could do WBAI functions and then lead you to the WBAI website to do further surfing. It would not be expensive and be more user-friendly. Anything that would make it easier to interact with WBAI Pacifica would be a plus. It was also suggested that we could update the cab and the WBAI cab area on the WBAI website. I don't think either the BAI LSB or the BAI cab have updated their area on the WBAI website very much over the last 14 years. It would also allow people to communicate with us through the website. I think this could be done in about 45 days. It may have taken Neil lost a couple of years to get the WBI flyer on the website, but he did. It may have taken Carolyn Burton over a year to get a questionnaire on the website, but she did it. To update the website, I think will be easier. To come up with a more usable website that is user-friendly could work hand-in-hand with the main website. Probably would not be that hard to do, but would take a bit of lobbying and tech ability to do it. All of these suggestions were great. Some will be submitted to the LSB in the next meeting. Some will be acted on before then under I, other issues. There weren't any other issues. Under J, repeat announcements. Neil repeated the announcements. Under K, the next meeting is July 20th, 2025 at 1 o'clock. And the under I, I'm sorry, L, the meeting adjourned at 2:41. There's a lot of editorials in there, but that covered what the conversation was.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom. Are there any objections to passing the minutes? All right. Hearing none, the minutes are passed. In the agenda here, the guest speaker, Sally Geller, are you at the meeting yet?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. All right, so we're going to let you make your presentation to the cab here, and you can proceed right now. Thanks
okay.
for coming.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Sally, if I may, before you start,
yeah.
Sally Geller is our WBAI fantastic producer who is associated with Ecologic. I know everybody knows about that. She's a long time WBAI supporter, Fight Back representative, LSB member, and a Pacifica board representative as well. And thank you so much for coming, Sally. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. This is my current positions are something that will no longer be possible under our new bylaws. Our new bylaws we are in fact working under the new quote unquote settled bylaws. The attempt to intervene was denied on the basis that we should have denied years ago before there was an actual need for intervention because I'm editorializing a bit here. The statement by the judge was that it's too late. We should have intervened years ago. The problem with that is, of course, that years ago, the Pacifica National Board was not made up the way it is now. The Pacifica National Board was fighting against the illegal representation of a win from the 2021 referendum when there was actually a loss. So we didn't know we needed to interview until our lawyer was removed from the case. So, however, the law is what it is. The court is what it is. It's expensive as heck to fight it there. What we need to do is look at the bylaws, I believe, and re-amend them to pull back the most important parts of what we've lost, which is at least one representative of each of the five stations on the national board. Currently, there's no longer a requirement. During the transition period, which of course includes legal extensions of terms, including mine, I'm not sure when I was elected, but yeah, we're retaining what we have. You know, our treasurers have been told that there's no longer such a position, but you know, we want you to stay on the financial committee, but not voting because we value your expertise. Well, then we need treasurers, and we need them to be voting members. Sorry. There was a town hall meeting yesterday to discuss the better world that we need both outside and at Pacifica. Our guest speaker there was Priscilla Grimm, who many of us know from the days of Occupy, who was down in Atlanta with the Cop City protest, the music festival at which so many were arrested, including Priscilla herself, charged with domestic terrorism. She was held in jail at that point for 31 days. She is still dealing with the fallout from that with Steelers dealing with the Atlanta court system, which will not let her leave New York State. They were supposed to not leave Atlanta, but recognizing that they all were from different states, they're all scattered to their home states with the interpretation that they can't leave their home state, including, like, to visit relatives and help, you know, ill relatives as she had done in the past. I will forward to Denise her presentation from last night, her slideshow, and I believe that the recording of the meeting will be put up either on Pacifica Fight Back or YouTube, or I'll find out from Michael where that is so you all can see it if you choose. I am also part of the Ida B. Wells Media Defense Network, which is a subgroup that formed from the Pacifica Fight Back calls. It is now meeting biweekly on Friday nights with a goal of connecting progressive journalists and progressive activists and keeping our free speech rights, our free speech journalists. You know, we all know about NPR and PBS and Stephen Colbert and all the big ones, but we don't necessarily know about the radio station in California that was got in trouble for letting people know where ICE agents were. You know, we don't know about all the, we know some of the, we don't know about the undocumented journalists who were arrested and threatened with deportation for recording or, you know, covering an immigration rights rally. You know, some of the oppression against Palestinian speakers, we know a lot we don't. So we want to bring the smaller ones to light, and we want to create a team to do a rapid when we, at this point, we're a small but mighty force, but as we grow, be able to do rapid response and get the word out early on these things, to work with the groups that are already doing this. You know, we know that, you know, their Media and Democracy Project is one, Free Press, you know, work with those guys and feed them stuff and take their stuff and amplify it. So there's lots to do. Pacifica Fight Back is looking to create a team to look at the financial structure. We have too many interim general managers, who can't get the financial information they need to run the station. It's all centralized. And, you know, one of the majority PNB board members was using the old WBAIO Pacifica, $9 million. And I, in a discussion with our general manager, I mentioned that we knew he was having trouble with getting financial information. And I mentioned this comment. He said, well, you know, that's ridiculous. BAI is a legal entity. It doesn't exist. Pacifica mismanages assets but we're still getting those old canards. We're still getting a PNB membership that is split. And through various elections, the New Day people have managed to take over a majority, and they run it like Trump. You know, they don't listen to conflicting opinions. They call us dilatory. They threaten us or put us in the waiting room if we actually, like, want to express a different opinion. So democracy is in trouble here at Pacifica, just as it is in the nation. And so Pacific Fight Back is looking to get a financial committee together to look at that structure and a bylaws committee to consider what are the most important things to do a new referendum and re-amend the bylaws the right way, not the New Day way of just overriding everybody. So I'll leave it there. Thank you.
Thanks, Sally.
Do you have
time for some questions,
Absolutely.
Sally?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Can you hear me,
all right,
Neil?
So,
yes.
You're first on the stack. Anyone else? For the stack. Maya, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. First of all, Sally, let me turn the other phone off because I'm getting some feedback. Hold on. Right back.
I'd like to be on the stack also, Neil, while Maya is doing something there.
Okay.
And this is...
We are actually mimicking or aping, however you want to put it, society of humiliation, not really standing with each other, not even having proper conversations with each other, false conclusions. Wow. Excellent point. For some time now, trying to, because I lost one of my emails where I used to get feedback. The person that I thought could respond didn't, in terms of getting me back on receiving the fight back. So if you'll leave your email information, like, make sure you can help me get the fight back, because that was an excellent email to keep updated with Pacifica WBAI. I'd like
okay.
to hear more on solutions to how we get to where we need to be as fascism reigns on the land. Thank you.
Sure. My email is sjguu. My initials, sjguu, at AOL.com.
U as in Utis? The letter U as in Utis?
Yes.
Sjguu. At Gmail?
At AOL.
Oh, okay. Pardon that. Thank you.
No problem. Yep. Yeah, the $64,000 question is, how do we get past the New Day block to restore our democracy? You know, there was an ongoing chat in the email. Some people were saying, you know, the 2020 bylaws or the 2003 bylaws really didn't work that well. Pacific has been in trouble for years. You know, elected candidates, you know, have their own agendas. I don't agree with that, but I think we could probably find a way to take what was best from the old bylaws and restore it, and take what's worst of the new ones out, and come up with a system that could do perhaps a little more centralization. Let's face it, we have project centers on our airways, which we didn't before, from California. Bob Henley and the team have been doing work with affiliate stations. The We Decide series we get to hear voices from across the country, which is really, I enjoy it. And our, you know, BAI is leading that. We can take pride in that. But at the same time, we want to make sure that our voices get out to those places as well, as well as in our own neighborhoods. So there's a lot that can be done, but how to get started? Well, we'll just have to kind of start pushing and see where we get, I guess. Check.
All right. Thanks, Sally. Denise, you're next on the stack.
Thank you. And Carolyn to the stack, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Two questions, Sally. One, the WBAI producers, are they abreast of what's going on with Pacifica and our station and the other four stations as well? And if they are, have you guys come together and did something like a little think tank as to how to present the information to their listenership? You know, each producer has different people, type of listeners that listens to their programs, how they might be able to incorporate some of the issues that we're facing, or at least listener-sponsored commercial-free media is facing in this environment. That's the first thing, our producers coming together. Particularly, I'm focusing on our station. Are you guys coming together, talking about how you might present, you know, the issues at hand pertaining to free speech and listener-sponsored commercial-free media, and how we might survive and at the same time inform our listenership? And then the other question is, What right now I see that the LSB is promoting a program specifically for LSB and focusing on the outreach group. Are you familiar with those two ideas? And if are you able to speak on that? If you can't, I don't want to put you in a bind, but if you have thoughts about it, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know that producers have been coming together. I mean, I do have a list of a group of the former WBAI Fight Back producers that I email occasionally. And, yeah, we probably should, like, formalize something and get together and discuss it. It's hard to put too much on the air. I was on a call-in show on WPFW with Alex Steinberg, and it was hosted by Ron Pinchback and a couple of others of us. And there has been some pushback on that because we talked a lot about what's going on, and people were feeling that, you know, we're using the Pacifica airwaves to attack Pacifica. We think we're using the Pacifica airwaves to defend the Pacifica mission, but it's hard to be terribly open on the air of the Pacifica network. I know Ecologic has an email list that we share some information with. I included part of the Pacifica mission relating to alternative sources and so forth in our show, in our fundraising pitch last week. We did announce the town hall on there, but producers are for good reason, a little cautious. Certainly anybody that does a call-in show would take calls, and if they veered into this subject, that would be a good thing.
Yes.
Second thing, the LSB programming, there was a problem, and just as they were starting to get it together, it kind of got a little derailed, and I personally believe that was a bit unfortunate, that even though what was offered time-wise was too consistent and didn't reach enough listeners, better to take half a loaf than not have a loaf or have the loaf delayed to a stale. So apparently they're working on getting another report to listeners from the LSB back on air at some point.
Neil, when you go to the second stack, I'd like to be on it. This is my at here.
Thank you.
Okay, you'll be after Carolyn. Thanks, Sally. Carolyn, you're next on the stack.
Yeah, thank you. Carolyn Burden here. I just want to ask Sally and everybody else talking about the bylaws not to refer to them as the new bylaws. They are still illegal. We may have lost one round in court, but the attempt still stands, and they have not been ratified by the listeners. That's the major problem. And there's no intention to have them ratified. And until they're ratified by the listeners, they're still illegal. So let's not contribute to the impression that these are legal bylaws. They are an attempt to destroy the bylaws, essentially. And thank you for just remembering that going forward. Thanks for all your work, too.
Thank you, Carolyn. Unfortunately, the settlement came with a no appeal clause. Carefully constructed.
Well, we need a new case. No appeal to that case.
It would have to be a new case. Do we have the funds and the energy for that, or do we try and work within the system the way they did not and amend what we've got? I don't know.
There's no way to work
within
the
system. There was a strong argument made last night that the only way to undo this is back in the courts. There were also people saying, you know, how long is that going to take and what will happen in the meantime? So, yeah, it's definitely an active discussion as to strategy, which needs to be carefully planned amongst those who can talk about it.
I was away from my computer for last night's meeting. I missed most of it, and I came in just in time to have it closed. Yeah. But I'm familiar with the situation, and what we need is money for a new lawyer. If everybody listening last night, there were like 80 people on that call at one point. If everybody listening would chip in $50 or more, we might have something going. But we do need money for a new attorney, and we need someone to help find a new attorney, especially in California, where we don't have good roots.
And especially in California, where when lawyers are approached and they would say, oh, we want to fight Pacifica, they say, oh, no, we don't, no, sorry, no, no, not interested in fighting Pacifica.
Yeah, as a former attorney of BAIs, told me when you mentioned Pacifica to an attorney in California, they genuflect. And that's the problem. We need somebody new, maybe fresh out of law school, with some sense and some loyalty to Pacifica as it should be, rather than to the illegal goings-on that are happening now. And they are illegal. So let's not justify them by calling them new bylaws. They're not. They're proposed error. Thank you for that. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Caroline. Maya, you're next on the stack.
Yeah. First of all, I'd like you to tell more about the town hall. A town hall is supposed to be open to everyone, listener, member, connected to Pacifica. But as much as I listen, I heard nothing about it on the air. So does Bob Hennelly and Keziah, don't they realize the importance? And if you have any position on why there's been no report to and from the listener, not only in month of Sundays, but not even regularly scheduled in terms of when we can expect that. So two questions to you. Thank you.
Okay. The town hall, we on Ecologic mentioned it briefly, but again, it's not a formal Pacifica-sponsored event. It's a Pacifica fight-back event. And management can be a little wary of that. Various shows have various email lists that they send to. It's hard to get a BAI email list unless it's during an election or there are many rules for that, including that the PNB can say no for pretty much any reason. So that's one of the challenges we face, is how to get this sort of information out when we can only half-heartedly use the airwaves. If we get you back on the Pacifica Fight Back list, of course you would see it there. We need to, all use our informal networks, I guess, at least at this point. Regarding the report to the listeners, there was a proposal of specific, I forget that, I think one, definitely the same time slot every day. I can't remember whether it was the same day every week or whether it changed days, but it was, a single hour. And some on the LSB said, that's really not enough. We need daytime, we need weekend, we need whatever. And so voted down accepting the proposal that was made. Unfortunately, they couldn't come back with a new proposal right away. It's whether or not they're dragging their heels or whether or not it really is as difficult to find the new times. I don't know. I don't want to begin to opine. But the reality is that when that was pulled, it delayed everything. So we're waiting for the new suggested time slots.
Yeah, and just a point of something that the CAB came up with and not unanimously, for to and from the listener, that is being used by Bob and Keziah, but that's what it should be called because you should have at least an hour, if not more, to take calls and suggestions. A listener came up with the buddy system, okay, so there's a lot of treasure within. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, generally the report to the listeners, I believe, had been 2 hours with the first hour presentations by a few of the board members and the second hour to be call-ins. And, yeah, I would like that back on the air as soon as possible. I think it's really important.
Denise on the stand?
Okay. Denise, go ahead.
I'm going to be very quick, Sally, because I know you've been here for a little bit already. It's almost a half an hour.
It's okay.
But,
it's important.
Thank you so much. Pertaining to the proposed bylaws and the current listener-approved bylaws, I think that I personally would like to get a copy of both. I was looking at some of the presentations for bylaws on the Pacifica site, and it's becoming a little muddled, you know.
Yes. Okay.
So if you can actually, well, if in dialoguing with a couple of people, I'm going to try to establish which is the proposed bylaws, the current proposed bylaws.
Okay.
And the,
I can help you with
this. I would appreciate that. Once
if
I make hard copies,
you go to PacificaFightBack.org. And I believe it's the article, Pacifica Bylaws Changed, Your Vote Discarded, which is in the top menu. Let me check on that now. It's, my computer's being slow. Hold on a minute. That one of the articles, if it's not that one, it's another one. I'll find that as soon as my computer behaves. Has the changes with the strikeouts and the additions.
Okay, very good. Pacifica bylaws changed. Your vote discarded. Okay. All right, then. That was one of the questions. And pertaining to the report to and from the listener, as problematic and as challenging it was when Bertel was the general manager, somehow Linda and Bertel did figure out how to have a two-hour report to and from the listener and provide a card to announce the actual activity. And
right.
We've not been successful in having that happen since. I just want to throw this out to you, since I know you dialogue a lot probably with the LSB representatives.
Mm-hmm.
If they're really sincere about outreach, I would really like all of the LSB representatives to get behind the CAB's suggestion and advice that we have one put in place within 30 days and that there be a card to announce it at least 4 days prior to the actual activity. Right now it's just we're kind of beating the tin plate, you know, and
right.
We need the solidarity of the LSB representatives who are really supposed to represent, you know, the listenership and be kind of be a liaison between the management and us. But I really would like that. I would love for when you ask the questions about financing and other issues that you speak directly to the general manager at your LSB meeting to also put that inquiry in. The listenership wants to know about the report to and from the listener. We haven't had one for quite a while. When will we have one? And if so, once you designate the time, can we get an actual card to announce it to the listeners so they can participate? And then perhaps we can get a response at the LSB meeting or make it understood that, you know, it's more than just us asking for it. So I want to thank you so much again. You know, I'm going to let the next person, whoever you want to come along.
So I have a third round because it's obvious that Denise, and it's very brief, that's very important. This is my ask here. Sally, the Committee of Inclusion, needed to, per a John Brinkley cart, playing regularly, needed to extend to August 8th. Now, when I tried the first round, I could not fill out their form, even after I emailed it, which there was a similar situation, and I was able to type in on the application. I left them a message the first go-round, didn't get a response, and I recently left them another message. And it's very hard to get solidarity with people who are in touch with Bob and Keziah, or Bob in particular, about these. And the last thing is having to do with, It just went off the top of my head. But the Committee of Inclusion needs to work in a proper way, fulfill its obligations, not ignore people, and we need to act in standing together, which is a problem with BAI. Everyone's doing their own thing. And let's see here, the last thing. Oh, you mentioned about the phone, but the LS promised to have emails available to both them as a group and individually, and also at least voicemail numbers where you can get that easily set up through Google. Those are the 2 points. Thank you.
Yeah,
Carolyn, a response to that, please. Thank you.
Okay, we did at the last LSB meeting talk about the possibility of getting a phone line set up for people to leave messages. We want to ensure that people don't expect immediate answers, that they know it's like a leave a message and we'll get back to you kind of deal. So that's a kind of discussion in progress at the LSB. Check. Go ahead, Carol.
Committee of Inclusion.
Hang on, Maya. Carolyn is next on the stack.
Thank you. I'm a member of the Committee of Inclusion, and you should know that there's some disagreement about communicating with members. At the moment, we haven't even had a full, there are four people, and there's a 3-1, I'm in the minority, vote on most issues regarding communication. So please write to me directly, if you would. I'm at burden.carolyn@yahoo.com. about problems with the COI, and I will definitely bring it up. Burden is BIRDEN.Carolyn@yahoo.com, and I'd be happy to hear anything you have to say, and I will get back to you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks, Carolyn. Any other questions for Sally Geller? Hearing none, I'd like to thank Sally for coming to the meeting and making this important presentation. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you so much.
Okay, you too, Sally. Thanks so much.
Yep, okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so we're still in Section D, guest speaker. And Denise, do you have something to read?
Actually, as I was saying you very briefly, Alex did send me an email with a page that he wanted me to read from the actual legal motion. But because it came through on my cell phone, half of the page is cut off. So I guess I'm going to have to try to figure out how to get it printed up and see if I can make hide or hearing of it. I don't want to read half of a page and make more problems, more confusion than necessary. But Alex did write pertaining to our concerns about it and hoping that we show some creativity as the Community Advisory Board in trying to help raise monies. I personally was thinking about, while our monies are tight because we're trying to gather monies for BAI as well, we might want to try to actually use the letter writing idea that's been floating around in the CAB for like quite a while and actually start to execute it. Maybe each person can think of someone either with legal expertise or with funds who might be willing to give some or donate some to either of our causes, legal or supporting WBAI, and starting a letter writing campaign like from this moment on. So if anybody's interested in doing that and maybe setting up some kind of a consistent record of it, give us a call after the meeting. You can call me, you can call Neil, and since Tom was one of the people that spoke to me about it, I don't know. We'll have to find a show, and we'll just submit the names of the individuals that we're writing to so we won't crisscross the same individuals, and we'll report our progress on a monthly basis. This is something that I intend to do on an individual basis, and it's something that I'll be talking to you guys about as well further on in the meeting, because Alex asked about, you know, one of the ways that the listenership can help is through funding, you know. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Denise. And Alex Steinberg couldn't make it to the meeting because he's out of the country right now. So let's get back to the agenda here. And next on the agenda is G, which is tabled issues. And there's nothing further to report on the FCC issue. So we'll continue to H on the agenda, which is programming and significant station policy. And this is where we take ideas for new shows for WBAI or to address significant station policy, which would be fundraising. So let me take a stack if anybody has any ideas. Take a stack right now. Who was that?
My aunt.
Okay, who else?
Laura on the stack, please.
Laura, you're here. Thanks. Anyone else for the stack?
Yes, Nancy, and public comment, please. On the stack.
Well, we have no public comment, Nancy. You can speak at any time you wish.
Okay.
So we have two people ahead of you, Nancy. So, we'll get your third on the stack. So, Mayat, go ahead.
Yes. I think it's important, especially in these times. I want to mention briefly that Arnie, I missed the first 15 minutes or so, but her last program was with someone that was talking about Dominion Christianity. The Barons had on, I think it was someone or someone's who had on Toni Morrison clips, her 10 steps to fascism and the final solution. I've heard a couple of interviews on WNYC about this Dominion Christianity and the Seven Mountains, and people like Alito and the Speaker of the House raising that flag where they say appeal to heaven, which means that we're demons if we don't go along with their white nationalist supremacist Christianity. And so I think it's important that we consider how to stand together. I mean, I'm at the point now of throwing up my hands because it's just a continual conflict. It's difficult to even have a discussion with someone that's connected, more or less making sure that we're not the targets, which we seem to be, of the final solution. And there also needs to be a metaphysical program, psychics, tarot readers. it's too bad that we no longer can offer premiums, but people especially want to hear the seers and the prophets or the futurists and the predictors, okay? I've been working on it because I do have someone who could bring that to the fore, but I need someone as a stand-in to bring it forward because I'm dismissed in a New York second. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Maya. Laura, you're next on the stack.
Thank you. I'm going to address again the issue of having the Gary Null program return to WBAI. And I'd rather not go into the reason why, but if we can have that on the record, some type of advocacy to have the program return to WBAI. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that, Laura. And we do need perseverance. We have to keep mentioning this stuff. Next on the stack is Nancy. And Nancy, what is your full name if you want to give it?
Okay. Nancy Saibara Naditomi. I'm from KPFT. And about money, at KPFT, we have a underwriting programming, and it's kind of not so distasteful. It's five nonprofits that are kind of wealthy enough to do it, to provide programmers for a 30-minute slot in the morning, and they are the programmers, and they interview smaller nonprofits. So it's sort of a content is good, okay, like small group that's helping low-income pregnant mothers with food and et cetera, et cetera. Another is, many nonprofits that don't have that you don't hear about. So they're offering, these five, they're offering around $7,500 a year, but it's kind of changing. Because one or two will drop out, and one or two different nonprofits will take their place. So that's something money incoming income for the station. I think the last five donors are the Houston Food Bank, Children at Risk, which is a nonprofit that reports on school children's conditions, and the other is. Used to be YWCA, but they dropped out, so it was replaced by another group. I think Baker Ripley, Mrs. Ripley in 1901, and Mrs. Baker maybe I got it mixed up. They left their fortune for an organization that helps women and children. And so the other one, I can't remember, maybe Boys and Girls Club at one time. So these are kind of big, hefty nonprofits, and they provide the programmers, volunteer, with the station pays them nothing. Okay, so that brings in some income there. And the other, you've got to have a programming committee. And I don't know why only one station has one, and that's Washington, D.C. But you've got to have members, station members, able to contribute because they are the bread and butter of the station. And I don't know why, but the majority of the LSB at WBAI and at KPFT and at KPFK and at KPFA don't want anyone putting in their opinion to programming. It's like, no, the manager and the program director, they decide everything. It's like top down. But the membership are the ones that are listening. So please consider to make it a motion, pass it in this committee if this committee wants it, and propose it and report it at the LSB meeting in written form and also verbally so that it goes down in the record. This is crazy. The other thing is, at KPFD, none of the programmers are getting any salary. The only one that's getting paid, full-time paid, is the engineer and benefits. And recently the ED decided by herself, without input of the LSP, the new GM. We have a new GM. And he came on the air last Tuesday morning at 8 and said that he negotiated a much smaller salary than he was offered, and he got the job. But, the problem is the previous bylaws allowed the LSB to select a pool of candidates and to interview them. A little bit about the fascist bylaws that was passed on April 3rd. And I wanted to tell you something else. We're making a lot of money for fundraisers, and they're mostly concerts, but with a little twist. One is on a boat, and they only take so many people, $150 for one and $275 for a pair. And get on a boat, and you have, drink, eat, and listen to live somebody playing a guitar. And they've done it, I think, once already or maybe twice, and they're going to do it again. And I think Tom Hartman is coming next month, and they've gotten a church, and you pay, I forgot what it is, it's something like $20 to go hear Tom Hartman and ask questions. And but we have others, like we had a watermelon festival this weekend, Saturday and Friday, and $20, all the watermelon you want to eat, and bands were playing, the bands were... I don't think the bands got paid, but they were selected by the vendor, called Cottonwood singing place, and so KPFT garnered money at the door for each person. Okay. Anyway, we're passing our goal, which is half of what it used to be. The present goal is $170,000, and we did well, so we don't have to have we will not have. A summer sizzle fundraiser. We won't have the next one until the end of the year, probably December. And so money-wise, we're doing well. But I want you to remember, KPFT could not reach its budget the first several years, and it opened in 1970. And it could not survive without the money from WBAI and KPFA. And KPFT, those three stations kept KPFT alive until they were able to reach their budget. So I want to say thank you, WBA. We all need each other. All our stations, like five fingers of a hand, we need every one of them. Mm-hmm. And I want to see WBAI survive this. And I think you better ask your paid staff to cut their salaries until, because everybody at KPFT is a volunteer, except now the manager is getting a salary and the engineer. We have two. But everybody else is volunteer. Now, that I have to say, with a caveat, the manager had started a $1 an hour commission. He called it commission. He cannot call it salary because then it would be against the law. It's too little. But we do have that. And I don't like that because those people who are getting $1 an hour, they are kind of, connected to do the bidding of the manager, and I don't like that. They're not free to think their own thing, or accept this telephone call from this person. They're very – it's not freedom. It's not. But when you have an all-volunteer staff and your station is in the red, and this is not good, this gives the enemies on the West Coast – claws and holes to stick into you. And I do not want that to happen. I do not want to see anything happen to any of our stations. And y'all got to push. You can make a motion in this meeting and present it at the next LSB meeting to start an outreach and development committee of all stations. You got to do this. I mean, it's crazy, the majority of the WBAI LSB, what are they thinking not to have an outreach committee? It's just crazy. And, of course, the new bylaws says that the major function of the new LSB is just outreach and development. But they don't even have a committee. They don't allow a committee. So something's awfully wrong. It's your LSB, and it's every LSB. We have problems at ours, too. Anyway, You have the right to advise the LSP, and at the same time, the GM is part of it. So you have every right to do that. And there was a Communications Act that was passed by the PNB in 2021, I believe. William Heerwagon from your station proposed this motion in the governance committee, and it passed. And I was secretary of that committee, so I remember it. And it allows the committee of inclusion to have airtime and to present a report and ask for call-in, you know, comments, and the CAB as well. Your committee, have you been on air? Have you done a report? Have you gathered in call-in calls?
Nancy.
No, we just we give a report at the LSB meeting.
No, you have airtime. It was passed in a motion by the PNB. And I don't think y'all know that. And there's another thing. Pacifica in the Streets for the was passed. This is a motion by Oscar Ulloa of California. And what it does, it says that the manager of each station can organize his own volunteer group to do breaking news, like they're at a street rally or something, maybe 1 or 2 minute breaking news, and it would be coordinated with whoever is has a show that day at that time, either at the top of the hour, at the half hour, or whatever, has to be coordinated. But a list of people who are trained to report breaking news. This is passed in 2021. It still hasn't been done by any of the stations, and you have the permission. Plus, there was another. It was passed unanimously in 2020 or 2021 by the PNB, Missing Murdered Indigenous Women. So, and then we passed a Missing Murdered Black Women. So, you know, black people are, you know, small percentage of the population in the United States, but they have a much larger murdered and missing women than the other ethnic groups. So anyway, this has not started yet, and there are many things that you have ammunition you can use to make our programming more, more helpful to the audience. So I've talked too long. I'm sorry.
No, Nancy. Can we confirm you after the meeting for our next guest for next month? I think you're going to find that we're going to be able to implement some of the things you've already suggested. And thank you so much. I was able to get Sally Geller with all the confusion, but we greatly appreciate your input. And can I contact you after the meeting and see if we can confirm you for the next meeting?
Anybody who wants to contact her, contact her. She gave out her information some time ago. I'm glad she returned. Nancy, give out your best information, please.
Yes, and if this committee will say, we recommend a town hall on the air so people without Wi-Fi devices can participate. I mean, come on, 2 hours is not gonna hurt any programmer's programming that much. I mean, at least a town hall on the air and already
and to
KPFT,
be. I totally agree. And to be honest with you, Nancy, we are really not a committee. We're the only board in a listener-sponsored media. So I greatly appreciate all that you are sharing with us. And as I said before, I will definitely contact you after the meeting to confirm you as our next guest for next month.
Nancy, so what is your email?
Nancy.Saibara, which is S-A-I. B like Beatles, A-R-A, at iCloud.com. Nancy.
You said you were muffled in the beginning, so you said Nancy and S-A-I-A,
Let Nancy say it again. Nancy, can you repeat that?
Okay, Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, then there's a dot, and then my maiden name, Saibara, S-A-I. B is like Beatles, A-R-A, at iCloud.com.
Thank you. And I hope you put ideas in writing, or I'll help you put your ideas, questions in writing.
Yeah, and KPFK-LSD and KPFT-LSD, they voted unanimously to have a town hall, to recommend to the GM to have a town hall on the air, but still have not yet to be able to do it. Oh, the manager at KPFT gave all kind of excuses. Oh, we're moving now. We can't. We already moved like 2 years ago. So, I mean, it's just not happening. And two years ago, we had a Zoom town hall. But guess what? It was some things were deleted, especially the things I said. So you have to check, because sometimes things get deleted. I'm sorry. So listening live to meetings, PNB meetings, or finance, PNB finance meetings, or the LSC meetings is really, really important live rather than later. And then whatever you do, or if you call in and you say something, check and make sure it's up there. I just, you know, all kind of politics gets in the way. I'm sorry, I'm saying unnecessary things. But programming committee, a town hall on the air, a outreach committee, a development committee. For example, L.A. used to have a film club. And so what if you had a university that allow you the free space and you advertise to the students, we want young people, film, free speech forum, and have them, you know, pick, let them pick what kind of movie they want, and then you know their taste. And then you some movie that they won't be able to see easily, you know. And then you have a talk, and then about free speech, and then you might want to record some of their comments on a show. Anyway, you could do all kinds of things, but just see young people connected with these old people like me. I'm 72. That's our blood. That's our group. You know, our future going forward. Okay, I talked enough.
Thanks so much, Nancy. So, folks, we're still on a programming and significant station policy. So, any other ideas? Well, I have one which I think was. Hang on, I have one which I think was mentioned earlier, and that is that WBAI needs to have a manager's report to and from the listeners, and the report has to have a cart advertising the report several days in advance of the report.
The activity.
Someone else that just spoke up.
Denise.
What was that, Denise?
Just saying.
Oh my gosh.
Just saying, that was me, Neil. That if we implement the ideas and actually experiences with stations she referenced, we'll be in good shape, okay? Because I can't imagine anything more breaking down in these final solution times. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Any other ideas? Go ahead, Denise.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, I'm gonna just second the report to and from the listener, both stemming from us, you know, in writing in email, and at the LSB meeting as well, asking them to also pose that question along with all of the other financial inquiries and programming and other things that the LSB has a tendency to ask about. If outreach is a concept is really serious, particularly for the listenership, I'm sure that they'll be willing to support us in that instance. I also like the idea that Laura gave about Gary Knowles. I want to say to Laura, Gary Knowles will be in town in August. He will be at the Ethical Cultural Center giving a talk there. So if you're interested in hearing him, ladies and gentlemen, that's you should contact the Ethical Culture Center and find out the cost of the tickets. And then if you like Laura, if you're really interested in seeing if he'd be willing to come back to our station in some manner, I could give you a contact number where you could actually call his office and see if you can actually speak with him. because you've mentioned it quite a few times. You seem you have a lot of passion for that idea. I think it's a good idea as well. But if you'd like to proceed in that way, I'd be more than happy to give you that information. Pertaining to what Maya had said about the Monte Christianity philosophy, it would be interesting if we could get the metaphysical show that's currently on, I think it's on Thursday afternoon at 2, to cover that the philosophy behind this particular teaching or practice, so that it could be discussed on air. And for the outreach for LSB, if we're going to start to communicate with them in writing, as we started to discuss it a couple of months ago, we might want to ask them to do an outreach for the other four stations. We're just thinking about how are we going to connect up with the other four stations whose freedom of speech is just as much in jeopardy as ours is, and start to do a interaction both from an LSB standpoint. And hopefully I'm going to start to get in touch with the CABs in these other stations, at these other stations as well. So those are my suggestions.
And, Neil, if I could just briefly respond to moving forward with a couple of ideas of Denise's.
Hi.
Go ahead, Maya.
Back on the stat?
Yes, thank you. This is all just overwhelming, but I want to reference that Jim Dingman, when he was on the air, I think it was like in mornings or whenever, he had a guess that it wasn't Matthew Taylor, which I think is a name that is part of the Institute of, I might not have the correct order, of Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. And he gave an in-depth, this was on WNYC, by the way, I heard like two or three programs where I believe he's got a book, and he really dives deep into essentially the final solution, right? Jim Dingman had on a Jeff, I think it might have been Jeff somebody, or at one point I tried to email him, and I think over the air he mentioned the name, but I don't remember, who has done a book, as Matthew Taylor, I think his name is, and he had a good, great interview with Jim on this Dominion white supremacist Christianity. Thank you, Denise, for that and some other ideas you brought forth.
Thanks, ma'am. Any other ideas for programming and significant station policy?
This is Matt. Hello?
Hi, Matt. Matt, we can hear you. Go ahead, Matt.
Thank you very much. I would just like to say, I was with Ken Gale yesterday. We had to clear out all the ecologic premiums and leave one copy, which Mr. Henley is going to send to California, supposedly. Now, by the way, Gary Null, the tickets are $30, and you can get them at the Vitamin Closet, 247 West 35th. Now, there's a number for that you can call, but he's open pretty much during business hours, I think. You can check that out. You probably find that online. In my opinion, I don't know if Gary Null would deal with the mentality of the current management of WBAI. I mean, I was in there and we were going over some of his comments about some of the powers that Gary Null used to use. Well, that's another story. I believe we have like a metaphysical program called The Aware Show. That's one. It's on at some early hour in the morning. I forget which day. I think it's Thursday morning. And then there's Dr. Kokai. You could call him metaphysical. He has some very interesting health paradigms, some practices to heal people. I'm surprised his show only has a half an hour. He should get an hour if he chooses to do that. And we used to have Dr. Ali. I don't know if he's able to. He's quite advanced in years. But we need to, really sort out what's going on here, with what's legal, what's not legal, with educational programs, even Ecologic, which Charlie Olson, who is like the web guy, he carefully got permission from everybody, and even they are not allowed to have anything. So, this is the issue. So this is just an interjection. You can let me know what you think, or have any questions.
Neil, I have a point of information.
Hang on.
3 minutes are not up yet.
Thanks for that, Matt. Appreciate it. Anyone else for the stack?
Yes, I'd like to ask. I'd like to ask Matt a question. What he was just talking about.
Let Tom go first.
Go ahead, Tom.
His 3 minutes were not up, Neil. I'm talking
about Matt's
3 minutes. Go ahead.
Matt.
I'm sorry.
Matt finished. So go ahead,
Tom.
But Tom
had a question for Matt.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, because that's one of the last premiums I did get. I got them from Ecologic because they were still allowed, and that was only within the last 3 or 4 months, and they had something, and I got them by, how do they do that? I think I called up the number. Somehow I was able to contribute on behalf of BAI through Ecologic, but right now they're not allowed to have premiums either.
That is true. I mean, Bob Henley just came in and took away all the duplicating equipment and my CD labeler. They're gone. So, yeah, I used to hear from Ken. He would email me and get the names and send them right out. What was the item, by the way? What did you get?
No, they had a couple of CDs. It was a couple of, I think it was a couple of CDs, and it was a popular topic. I can't remember them, but it was just like a couple of them, and I think they mentioned them on the air. And then when I went to the website, it was still listed on the website, and somehow I got a confirmation on it, and I think it went through. But that they were like the last of the Mohegans or something when it came to premiums, and now they cleared them out. Wow.
Exactly.
Okay.
Anything else,
that.
Tom?
No, that's it.
I'm next.
All right. Maya is next on the stack. Go ahead, Maya.
Who? Go ahead.
Maya.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. I'm just so grateful for your information and your ideas and suggestions. I've been trying to track Gary's office. I have old phone numbers, information, maybe because I couldn't remember Vitamin Closet. But if you have just one number for him, I would greatly appreciate that, because that should be a number you should be able to get through 411, which even the supervisor couldn't find, so his name, Gary Null, must not come up. But thank you for that. And could you give at least one phone number that you might have at hand for Gary Null's office or offices?
I'd have to go into my phone. I
can
can't
give a number. Matt, I have a number.
I can't.
My answer,
go ahead, Denise.
The number that I have is 212-847-4000. All right.
Thank
and that
you.
Is at that's at the vitamin shop area. Okay?
Let me answer
this. You can listen to Gary. It's worthwhile on PRN.live at noon, Monday to Friday. Also, I'll give you a number that you can dial on your phone and access PRN.
Oh, that would be great, because I've been missing that number for some time. Give that, please, Matt.
Okay. 605-562-5119.
And I want to double check with Denise so I can read my handwriting. You gave me 847-4000 for the vitamin closet.
Yeah, and go into extension of 5459 for a tech supporter, somebody he might want to speak to.
5549. Thank you so much.
5459. Oh.
Okay.
5459.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Anyone else for the stack on programming and significant station policy?
Laura, just a footnote.
Go ahead, Laura.
Yes. On the Gary Null issue, you can listen to Gary Null not only live from 12 to 1 on PRN, but you can also tap into the archive. And, of course, you can go to Gary Null's website, and there's just a phenomenal amount of material you can look at in terms of his YouTube material. So you can continuously look at him through his archive on PRN if you miss any of the live programs. Thank you.
Do you have the archives number, Laura? The archives, I used to have that.
I can give you that information.
Okay. We'll talk sometime later today. Thank you.
Yes.
Or leave my
Thank
voice
you.
To go out. Yes,
Thank
please.
You.
Yeah, let me add that if you go to prn.live, on the first page, there are phone numbers. So just go to prn.live, and you'll see some phone numbers. Now, so anything else?
The last time I tried to look for numbers when they had changed, it didn't come up. If you don't put PRN live, you'll get a pornography thing going on. So thanks, Neil. But I will.
Yeah.
Because he has several numbers for when you want to listen, and I'm trying to catch up with Heart of Mine, who does a 6 p.m. Saturday program, which is better timing for me, but I'm going around the circle, so you guys are just treasure today for providing all that information.
All right, so Gary's numbers are on prn.live,
okay,
and you'll find his numbers. So anyone else for programming and significant station policy? Hearing nothing, we're going to move on to I. Who's this?
Nancy on the stack about programming.
Nancy, okay, go ahead.
Okay, I just talked about the Amplified Houston show, which is 9 p.m. Central. It's a 30-minute show, and it involves many, many different nonprofits. That's how you get... you get more connection with the community. But there's another one, really good one. It's a 30-minute show called Immigrante Alerta, Immigrants Alert. And it's a bilingual show, and it's for immigrants. And do's and don'ts and a telephone number for calling for help, legal help. And it's bilingual, so it's fabulous, 30 minutes. And then we have a new show, a 30-minute show, and I forgot the name of it, but it's about, you know, when you clinically dead and you come out of your body and you see things and you hear conversations of the doctors and nurses and you let on, I don't know, it's all kind of different stories. I forgot what they're called, but anyway, out-of-body experience while your body is dead and then you suddenly come alive again. Well, this show is about these reports of, and it's very interesting.
And they're called NDEs, near-death experience.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, NDEs, yes. And then we have another show. It's called Midterm. And the lawyer who is doing this 30-minute show is Joe Jaworski. His father and grandfather were also lawyers. His grandfather was on the Nuremberg trial. I think he was the Chief Justice. Well, anyway, he has a very good it's nice to listen to him. And he's inviting guests that are about to run for these November elections, midterms. I don't know if y'all have something like that or not. I don't know your programming very well, but anyway, that's good. It's a good thing. People are now waking up. Oh, we got to pay attention to what's happening in Congress because, you know, horrible things can happen. We also have an EV hub. It's about electrical vehicles or getting your electricity from the sun or the wind. And then during a storm, and we have lots of storms in Houston, the car can charge the house and run the air conditioning, which is really important here, with just the charge in its car, in the car. So they were reporting stories, you know, when we were out of electricity for 2 weeks and we used the car, the truck. anyway, it's something for the future, and it's more and more viable, more and more easy to afford. And I want to say one more thing. Thank you to New York City for the past election primary of your mayor. Oh, hallelujah. And you know what? You might not have voted. You might have voted for the, you know, Cuomo or the other Adams or whatever. But your selection to get so many votes to the first what? The first, what, is he Iranian or Middle East or something? I forgot what he is. But it just gave me such a thrill here in Red, Texas. I mean, it's like I'm envious of you people and doing ranked choice voting. Y'all did what, from last year? New York, you're leading the country in a really nice way, and all you people from New York City. That's all. Thank you. Back to you.
Well, thanks, Nancy.
Can I go on the stack after Laura?
Laura's on the stack. Laura.
I think Tom is before me. May I go after Tom, please?
All right. Tom, go ahead.
Two things. They had an incredible organization on this primary. Usually the primary, they have less than 20% of the people in all of New York City show up to vote. Now, in New York City, this is what really drives me crazy. We have the most college graduates in Brooklyn in the history of Brooklyn, most college graduates and most educated people in all of New York City in the history of New York City. Yet when it came to voting for the mayor 4 years ago, 20.1% of the people voted for Eric Adams, and the rest of them didn't vote. These are educated, smart people working incredible, you know, smart jobs, paying through the nose for the roof over their head, and they're not smart enough to vote. And this time, there was like 20% of the people voted showed up again, but I have a problem with his name, Mamdani. Zoran Mangami, he had an incredible ground game. People came to my doorstep and talked to me about him. So they had people knocking on doorsteps all over the place, and that's what made the difference. And he used social media better. He worked for it. The other people just wanted to rely on the fact that they had office before. So it's incredible and encouraging. And plus, when you heard him speak, incredibly articulate. He has real-life solutions. He thinks that the city should be affordable, not just for the wealthy gentrifiers, but be affordable for the people that are already here, and it's all very doable. One thing, I just want to just get off this track for a second. Right now, if we reinstituted the stock transfer tax and just had one penny paid every time you sold it, you sold the stock on a stock exchange, that would create billions of dollars to take care of basic needs in the city. So that was a very encouraging thing. When I saw the result, I was surprised. The other people just wanted to rely on their names. And then plus in that, every time they put a microphone in front of him, he's making a lot of sense. And you got to listen to some of his speeches or something like that. Then you'll even be more impressed. And the other thing I wanted to say, when it comes to Gary Noel will be Friday, August 15, 2025, at the Social Hall Ethical Cultural Society, New York, 2 West 64th Street. The doors will open 5 p.m. The program is The Corruption of Science. And then it's like $30 admission, and you could what I'll do is I'll send the email with all the information about it to all the people that are on this meeting today. And it's very easy to get a ticket. I want to go there because I want to see him for one more time in person and to hear what he has to say. And like Laura Andrews, because she might even have the opportunity to speak, you know, talk to him in person if she goes there. So that's August 15th on a Friday, and I'll send an email to everybody on this call today about attending that. He's incredible, so I just wanted to add that. That's it.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Laura, you're next on the stack?
Yes, thank you. Just a footnote on what Tom indicated with Gary Noel's presentation on the 15th of August. If you cannot afford to pay, you can. There are arrangements for you to enter for free. I think that, Gary has provided maybe, and please don't quote me on the exact number, maybe 150 spaces or a suitable number of spaces for people to enter for free if you cannot afford to pay. And there's a contact number you can call in, and your identity will not be disclosed. This is what I want to ask about. In terms of the term premium, we're not allowed to use the term premium. If we're not, perhaps we can ask for an opinion letter from whoever makes this determination whether a premium should be used or should not be used, and what the alternative is for a premium. And if there is an alternative, I think we should get the exact terms of what that alternative is and have a legal opinion on that alternative term so we can tell our producers how to fulfill that requirement. Thank you.
Thanks, Laura. Anyone else?
Matt? Matt?
Matt, go ahead.
No, it's not about the term premium. It's just the idea of selling merchandise. This is the current perspective of our current management. I mean, very firm are not, quote-unquote, selling anything. Well, even though we're not really selling, we're educating. And, you know, we do take pledges, but there's no merchandise. This
is gifts of appreciation.
Right, yeah. You could use whatever term you want. But the current manager is permanently against that. This paradigm, this issue of copyright stuff or anything, it's bogus, in my opinion, a lot of it. It was formulated by Mr. Almalay and the general manager here, and it just doesn't really apply. I mean, all the producers, and I did this training session, and everybody that did it said, it makes no sense. And it's very confusing what you can do, what you have to say before you offer an item, what you have to say at the end of the show. And there used to be certain things where you were allowed a little bit with certain items, but now it's just clamped. The shoe dropped. No, zero, nothing. Just not allowed according to the current method. I don't know what
I have seconds to respond, Neil, to Matt.
Yeah, wait till Matt's finished. Go ahead, Matt.
The point with this is that It's just zero. You can't do anything, nothing now. And the way that Bob came in and just took the equipment, I was working on an order from David Rothenberg. He has 10 TV sets. There's no issue of copyrights. They're interviews. He did. He owns them. No, you can't. He just took it out, you know, like a bull in a china shop. Let me tell you about the mentality of Mr. Henley. He wants to take my computer. Even though I won't duplicate anymore, he doesn't want me to have my computer that Tony Ryan, a previous producer, got for me and has my software on it. It works a certain way. I can do certain things. It has a disk drive in it. It reads cards. It reads sticks. He wants to take it away. You know, I have no idea the swinish disgust this manager has of his fellow human beings. I mean, that's just commentary. My opinion, I'd love to do a background check on this guy. But anyway, this is my own personal feelings, my own observations. Tell me what you think.
Oh.
It's 3 minutes.
Okay. Thanks for that, Matt. Maya, you're next.
Yeah, Matt. I hope I can get in touch with you for further clarifications and discussions. If you give Neil your phone number, because Bob Henley, that's why Nancy's suggesting you have to take control. You can't. Even the finance committee was pointing out a few months ago that he never provides the information that he has with the financial situation of the station, not to mention we hear nothing on air about any such finances. But you are right on target. Bob also thought it was perfectly okay that at the time when he came in, what was it, a year or so ago in June, that someone who was on air and has a regular program was allowed to do fundraising, which you can't even do per bylaws for anyone or any entity. Someone who stole $65,000, a grand larceny, something. So anything goes with Bob. Kaziah is not responsive, so we definitely need to participate in how these interim, doesn't even use interim, he's made himself general manager, and like you say, with the grand larceny connection and collusion, he needs to be investigated along with, I forget her last name, Kaziah, Ms., I'm blanking on it. Thank you, Matt.
All right,
Neil,
thanks, everyone. Who
Neil,
just spoke up?
Laura, may I have just 1 second just to add on to the statement?
Yeah, go ahead, Laura.
Thank you. I strongly believe this, and I've always felt this way throughout my life, that power is always in the people's hands. And where there is a blur anywhere in our life, we need clarity. And in order to increase our membership base, I would strongly suggest that we ask for a producer compliance letter, if you want to call it a producer appreciation letter, outlining the terms for if it's not selling merchandise, if it's a gift. I suggest that we ask for the letter so producers and people we're talking to can be in compliance. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Laura. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. At KPFC, our manager, he said that we cannot use the word premium. We use the word thank you gift. And at the end of each show, the programmers are saying, if you'd like to donate, please give this this show credit for your donation, and you can find out about a lot of thank you gifts that we have. It's on the website. So they don't explain what it is or how much or anything like that. Just call it a thank you. And on the WBAI website, when you click donate, it says donate for a thank you gift. And you click that, then it goes to a list of many kind of things they call premium. So using the word premium after you click, so they really need to replace premium with thank you gift. But it does say on the BAI website. So you just cannot say what the premiums are and how much you have to pay. You have to call it a thank you gift.
Thanks for that, Nancy.
And one other more important thing. In October 20th, 2022, this is a long time ago, but that was a horrible, horrible time where the PNB decided to extend their six-year term limit one more year. Well, that was item number six, and they broke the bylaws by doing that, and it took a court order to force the Pacifica to have an election the next year. Yeah. I was one of the plaintiffs, so I know this happened. And item number five of that October 20th, 2022, James Sagerton of BAI, he presented a motion that, well, I won't read the whole motion, but the result is the IGMs and the LSBs cannot, and the membership cannot receive financial documents. And that is one reason why your manager.
You're breaking up, Nancy.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, this is what happens. So think about it. This is your director, James Sagerton. Back to you.
We didn't hear what you said, Nancy. Can you repeat the last
one? You broke up, Nancy. Can you repeat your last statement?
I said James Sagerton is a WBAI director, and he's one of the cause. He made this motion that the BAIs, I mean the LSBs and the IGMs, cannot receive financial documents. So the BAI Finance Committee, and I applaud it, that it's running and it has so many non-LSBs in it. It's just wonderful. Well, they're not getting any information because the IGM, and you should always, Matt, you should always say IGM or say PD and not say their personal names because they could get nasty and sued for slander. You know, this happened before with a former IED in 2019. You remember that pivotal year when BAI was taken hostage and playing and treated like a repeater, and y'all were doing California programming instead of local? Well, that was terrible, wasn't it? Well, in 2022, Mr. Sagerton made a motion to the PNB that those people, that the LSBs and the IGMs, now GMs could get financial documents, but not the IGMs. And so how many years now we've had IGMs, mostly in the whole network, except for BAI was the last one to lose their GM. So you're not getting financial documentation. And when you're not getting financial documentation at the local level, everything goes to national. And only the national business director gets everything. This is not good business sense, is it? This is terrible.
No, it's not.
Nancy, what is IP?
Wow.
What are you saying?
He's yelling, my gosh.
Interim general manager. That's what Bob Henley is.
Again, please.
Interim. I-N-T-E-R-I-M, general manager. He's not a GM. He's not a general manager. And then, so
thank you.
Okay, this is
so
like 4 minutes, Nancy.
Yeah, IGMs cannot get the financial documents, and
but
neither can the
so
LSBs.
Much. All right, thanks, Nancy. Listen, guys, we got to move on here with the agenda. Are there any other on the agenda?
Program.
We're up to I. Other issues. Are there any other issues anyone wants to discuss? All right, let's move on to J.
which is repeat announcements. Okay. Everyone is welcome to attend the CAB meeting, and you are not required to identify yourself. However, if you wish to become a CAB member, then we need to know your name, because you must be a member of WBAI and attend 3 out of 4 consecutive CAB meetings to be a CAB member. So is there anyone at this meeting right now who has not identified themselves yet who wants to become a CAB member? Identify yourself now. Anyone at the meeting right now? All right, hearing no one, we will move on with the next thing on the agenda, which is K, which is the next meeting date. So the third
August 17th.
The third Sunday in August, what is that
August
date? Does anyone have
17th,
it?
August 17th.
All right, so that would be 8/17. All right, so the next meeting will be held on August 17th, 2025. And does anyone have the time right now?
3:03.
3:04,
yeah.
Okay, so the meeting is now adjourned, and I thank everyone for coming to the meeting, and the ones who participated, thank you so much. And so the meeting is adjourned at this 3:04 this afternoon. Thanks again.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a great
month.
Take care. Thank you, Sally Gellett, and thank you, Nancy, for coming to the meeting. Looking forward to you coming to future meetings. Thank you again.